Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Masechet Tzvachim. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So it says in Mishnah, Olas Of Sha'asa Lamala, if a Kohen did the Nesinas Adam of the Olas Of on the top half of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra, meaning you're supposed to do that, Kemaisa Ola L'Shem Ola, and he did it like an Ola should be done, you know, squeezing out the blood, and he did it L'Shem Ola, he did it with the right Kavanas in mind, so Kshera, obviously there's no great Chiddush in that. In that line of the Mishnah, meaning the point is though that even if the Malika was done the wrong way, when you do the Malika of an Ola Sa'of, the Kohen has to cut both pipes. So our Mishnah is telling us that even if he only did one of those things, so that's what the Bartender is pointing out, that even if he only cut one of those pipes and he didn't cut both of the pipes, but as long as he did everything else related to the Ola, it's going to be kosher. Kemaisa Ola L'Shem Chatos, but if he did the Nesina Sadam of the Ola the way it's supposed to be done by squeezing out the blood, but he had in mind the Shem Chatos, Kshera, Bavachalo, also the Bailim. Then it's going to be a Kashra Korban, but the Bailim wasn't Yotze his Chiyuv. So, when it's shalol lishma, it's a kosher karban, but the Bailim is still going to have to bring another one. Kemaisa chatos hashem ola. But if he did, he sprinkled the dam instead of squeezing the dam the way you would for a chatos, but his kavana was a shem ola. Or kemaisa chatos hashem chatos. He did the sprinkling of the dam rather than the squeezing of the dam, and his kavana was for a chatos, psula. Then it's going to make the whole karban puzzle, because the way you extract the dam is critical to the kashrus of the carbon. Asol lamata, if he takes the Ola Sa'ov dam and puts it below the Chut HaSikra, kemaisa kulam, then even if he did everything else exactly as it's supposed to be done, psula, the whole carbon is going to be pasul, because it's an automatic that the dam of an Ola Sa'ov has to go above the Chut HaSikra, and if it goes below the Chut HaSikra, it's going to be pasul. So says the Mishnah. Now Mishnah Gimel, v'kula neinu matamus beis habliya. All karbanos that involve an oaf that we just discussed in the last Mishnah is not metame a person as they eat it when it's in the Beis HaBliya, because each one of those karbanos had a malika, so it's not a nevela. Normally, if you do malika outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes a nevela because it's not a kasher or shechita. But since this was done for the sake of a karban, a malika does not turn it into a nevela. Umolim behen, and one is chayiv from me'ila if he gets any hana'a from any of these birds. Chutz mi'chatos of shasalamata, kamaseh chatos shem chatos. Except for the case of the karban chatos, where you did it below the chutz asikra, meaning which you're supposed to, and you did it the way you would do a karban chatos, and you did it l'shem a karban chatos. So the dinim of me'ila applies to a karban that can't be eaten by anybody. So that's true of all of those karbanos. But the karban chatas is not subject to me'ila because Kohen is allowed to eat it, and therefore it's not going to be subject to me'ila. Me'ila is only when nobody would be allowed to eat it. Over here, the Kohen would be allowed to eat it. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, we have said that if you do the Ola Sa'of by putting the dam in the right place and extracting the dam in the right way and having the right kavana, then it's going to be kosher. If you do it by putting the dam in the right place, but doing it, extracting the dam in the wrong way, it's also going to be kosher, but the bailum won't be yotzei his chiyuv. And if you do it by doing maisa chatos l'shem ola, or maisa chatos l'shem chatos, meaning regardless of what l'shma, but you extract the dam in the wrong way, you extract the dam like you would a chatos, then it's going to be pasul. And certainly if you do anything below the chut hasikra, if you sprinkle the dam below the chut hasikra, it's going to be pasul. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that all of these karbanos are not going to be metame beis habliya because they are not considered nevela, and they're all subject to me'ila except for a kosher chatos, because a kosher chatos could be eaten by a kohen, and therefore it's not subject to me'ila. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.